This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. And you have heard the colder weather is coming tonight and tomorrow morning. I'm ready for it. It's November 20th. Bring it on. All right, we got a few things to get to this hour. This is just in. This is just coming in. Breaking news. Donald Trump is not finishing appointing TV personalities to key cabinet positions. We've just learned that Donald Trump is appointing RuPaul to head the Department of Interior Decorators. So that's an interesting appointment. I'm sure there's going to be some backlash there. There's already a battle brewing over who Trump is going to have actually nominated by senators. And this is a battle that's taking place between Trump and Republican senators. There are a lot of Republican senators who are not going to go along with some of Trump's appointees. So it's going to be interesting to see how this battle takes place. But Donald Trump's not going to always get his way. No president always gets their way. And I don't think every president should get their way. Donald Trump wants to get his way. I mean, every president wants that. But Donald Trump and Project 2025... it's really going to make it easier for Donald Trump to get his way when it comes to a lot of things. And I've talked about this a lot because I think this is a really scary thing in America. Trump's selection for the head of the FCC, Brendan Carr, is, in my opinion, a right-wing radical. He talks about protecting freedom of speech, which I love. And he's talking about using or talking about making certain that broadcast media uses the public airwaves to serve the public and maintain public integrity. But that cannot mean just protecting conservative speech. That cannot mean punishing liberal speech. And this person who's going to head the FCC said on Fox News that he's going to punish CBS when he gets in the position over the Kamala Harris interview. Do you know what they want to punish CBS about? About editing. Deceitful editing. Now, just about all of Donald Trump's interviews on Fox News were pre-taped and they were edited. And there were many interviews by Donald Trump, and this is all documented. There were many interviews by Donald Trump where Fox News edited out the ramblings, edited out the stupid stuff like the Haitian immigrants are eating pets. They edited out the things that made Donald Trump look dumb, things that Donald Trump actually said. Fox News edited that out. So why is that okay? But it's not okay to edit a Kamala Harris interview. And I'm not saying this to support Kamala Harris. She lost the race. I'm saying this to support the truth and what's right. And one of the most fundamental things in this country is the First Amendment. And we can't have the First Amendment attacked. And any attempt to mold a government into a government that uses the government to enforce the views of the president on the public and punishes opposition speech comes really close to defining fascism. And I know many Trump supporters were concerned that Kamala Harris was going to bring in fascism. But there are many aspects of Project 2025 that I think help define fascism in America. So again, I think it's going to be really interesting when there are going to be Republican senators who are going to disagree with some of the Trump appointments. And it'll be interesting to see that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Joe in Covington. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Scoot, I'd like to make a comment about the nature of the situation in the world regarding Ukraine. Okay. First, are you familiar with a very old movie? It sort of reminded me of the times we're living in. You remember a movie called On the Beach?
No, I don't.
I think the movie's from 1959 or 58. They did a remake of it. I'm pretty sure it was a remake.
What was it about?
Gregory Peck, Ava Gardner, Fred Astaire. It was basically about the aftermath of a nuclear war.
Okay.
And where the last of the remnants of human society were living before they were contaminated by radiation fallout. That was in Australia.
Okay. Is this relating to what we're talking about, or is this just a random comment?
Well, it's a random comment. I think it'd be a good idea
Just got an idea and you just decided to call us and give us the idea. Okay, well, go ahead, Joe.
Well, okay, because the situation in the world demands people think seriously about where we are at in human affairs.
Okay, what's your concern?
And I think that we are in this situation that regarding what this apropos movie is.
Well, what's the situation? Because I haven't seen the movie, so what's the situation that you think we're in?
Well, I think what we're really in is any kind of misstep right now, what the United States might do in response to what Putin is doing in Ukraine could lead to that very sad and sorry possible event called World War III. And I don't believe that's, being hysterical and looking at it. I think it's true. And, they are actually making bomb shelters in Russia almost on a mass scale right now. They're producing bomb shelters. I don't know if you know that. That came out on the news.
Yeah, what news?
What's that?
What news did that come out on?
Well, it was on the news. I watch OAN, what is it, One American News?
Okay.
It came out on that.
Well, I'm going to have to look a little deeper than that, Joe, because just because it's on, One American News doesn't mean it's real. I'm going to have to look into that a little further.
Well, I wish you would. That would be great because I'm concerned about it.
Yeah. Well, we built bomb shelters here in the 60s and nothing happened. And,
That's right.
We were in the Cold War then. We're not in the Cold War now, and I hope we don't go into the Cold War, Joe.
Well, I hope we don't have hurricanes either. But we do occasionally have hurricanes.
Well, we do, but we're not going to occasionally have World War III.
But this is something that, a lot of people think that Trump could bring this on.
Well, I thought electing Trump was going to remove the possibility of World War III. I thought Trump was saying during the campaign that we're on the verge of World War III, but if you elect me, I'm going to end all wars.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought so, too.
So you don't think that
maybe
anymore?
Maybe the Russians don't think that.
Yeah.
But Ukraine seems to be the tripwire in world affairs. I thought it might be North Korea, South Korea. But it seems to be...
Look, Joe, it's okay to be concerned about these things. I'm not as concerned as you are. I'm not naive, but I'm not as concerned as you are. And I hope you're wrong about this being close to a probability or more than just a possibility. I think we're okay. You know, I think we're okay. But, you know, I could be wrong. But I think, you know, when it really comes down to it, I think calmer heads will prevail. And I don't think we're close to World War III. There have always been disruptions in the world. That is nothing new. But again, Donald Trump said during the campaign that he's going to end all wars and he'll be president in a couple of months. So according to Donald Trump, we don't have to worry about this. I think it's something we need to worry about beyond Trump's promise to end all wars, because it's not going to just be up to him. It takes other people to end tensions. And I don't know that Donald Trump can do it by himself. Hey, I hope he can. I mean, that would be great to never worry about war again. Let's go to Covington. Eric, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. I just wanted to say I was listening to you talk, and I was watching last night, and I saw Matt Taibbi on Chris Cuomo's show.
Okay.
And he was discussing the gentleman that was for FCC.
Okay.
And Matt Taibbi, I think you know, is not a conservative journalist, but he is a very good journalist, and he felt good about the pick.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and I don't know the man. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I don't know him either. I hope I'm wrong. Well, I hope my concern is misplaced. I honestly do.
Well, absolutely. I think everybody hopes their concerns are misplaced. But I think what we've got to get to in this country is Democrats and Republicans are not the Saints and the Falcons. And we've got to quit treating it as such, that it's a win for our team is a loss for the other one.
Right.
And we're going to have to decide, do we want to be Republicans, Democrats, or Americans?
Well, Eric, you're exactly right. And that's the problem. It's like both parties want to win, sometimes at the expense of what's best for the American people.
Oh, absolutely. And I think both parties do that. And it's something that, you know, I'm a Republican. And always have been. But when I have Democratic friends and we talk about, oh, would you ever vote for a Democrat? Yes, and I have. I mean, we live in a state where we have Republican governors, Democratic governors. We're not locked into one party. And I think that makes us a little different than when you look at some of the other states who, you know, you have some very liberal states, like New York's predominantly mostly going to have a Democrat in the position.
But for a Democrat, for a Democrat to win in our state, I mean, we have Democrats that often act like Republicans. And so that's why some of the Democrats are, elected here. You know, one of the things that benefited John Bel Edwards was that he was pro-life. In a lot of cases, I believe. And there were things about him that made him a very Republican or very, very moderate to, at the very, very least. So, look, Eric, but I appreciate the call. I do have to get to a break here. All right. So at the age of 79, Rod Stewart's going on tour of North America. Is this good, or would you rather remember these aging rockers the way they used to be? You know, can you see an older rocker out there on the stage, and are you happy that you're seeing them, or do you wish that they would just kind of give it up and not do it and stay home and let us remember them the way they were when they were in their prime? And is there an aging rocker that you saw that made you wish you didn't see them? Because you can't unsee something or somebody. You know, you see it and it's there. Is there anybody that you saw that you wish you hadn't seen them because they were just too old and you wish you would have had the memory of them in the past and not the new memory? If you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 79, Rod Stewart is going back on tour in North America. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Should some of these rockers just give it up? I'm Scoot on the air. I don't think so. I love seeing these guys. Now, I have to admit that, you know, maybe there are some who should not tour. I have not seen an aging rocker that should not be touring today. And I'm talking about Rod Stewart, Rick Springfield, Chicago, Duran Duran. I mean, they're getting older. They're not like aging. They're not like baby boomer age. But they're, you know, they're getting older. I think it's really great that these older performers are still performing. Now, I heard, and I never saw him, but I heard that there was a time when Phil Collins recently was doing concerts sitting in a chair, because he couldn't stand up for the whole show. That would be hard for me. For example, if Rod Stewart was touring and he couldn't stand up, I don't want that memory of Rod Stewart. And once you see something, you can't unsee it. Let's go to Courtney VIP. She's in the traffic center. Oh, she had to go. Oh, she's not there. She had to go pick up baby girl. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll check. Maybe we'll check back with her later. All right. Well, just in a moment, we're going to go to Coleman with some of your text messages. But I have enjoyed seeing all of the performers that are continuing to perform today. But again, if somebody's sitting in a chair, that would be hard to see. I don't want that. If you can't do a show, if you could still look, Mick Jagger has slowed down a little bit, but man, he's still kicking it on stage. And Mick Jagger is like an athlete. Rod Stewart still looks great. I mean, he's like one of the fashion kings of rock. And I mean, he's aged. So have I. I mean, we all have aged. But I think there's something really cool about seeing these aging performers still performing today. Rick Springfield looks incredible. I mean, Rick Springfield is probably, he's 74 or 75. He is ripped. I mean, even later in life, you can look better than you looked when you were younger. I mean, Rick Springfield, you know, sometimes the last number of the show, he takes his shirt off, and you would not believe the way this guy looks. In fact, I'll post a picture of this sometime this afternoon after the show. I'll post a picture, because we're talking about whether or not people should still be performing at an older age. And I think so. Yeah, do it. But Rick Springfield looks great. So I'll post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But for Rod Stewart to be 79, he's not going to be maybe kicking as high as he used to kick on stage, because Rod Stewart had this signature kick little move. Dancing, it might not be as fluid as it once was, but he still looks great. I think he should still be doing it. But is there anybody that you saw that you just really kind of felt sorry for him? And you thought, you know, maybe they shouldn't still be touring. Is anybody that you can think of? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
Yeah, this text asks, I wonder if Rod will be singing "Do You Think I'm Sexy" at 79.
You know, I guarantee you there are women who still think Rod Stewart is sexy. Now, some of the groupies with Rod Stewart might be a little older than they used to be, but I bet he's still got a lot of groupies. And, you know, a lot of older men have, a lot of older rockers have groupies. So, you know, I think he might sing that song, and I think it might still be appropriate. And all these people, all these boomer rockers who are aging, man, they've got, like, young people at their shows, too, that know the lyrics to every one of their songs. So it's multi-generational.
This text says, I love Stevie Nicks, but my wife and I went to go see her at the last dance, and it broke my heart. It was slow. She was slowly moving, rambling throughout the concert, and singing songs much slower. It was still good to see her, but she doesn't sound like the old singer that I grew up with.
You know, I've seen Stevie Nicks recently, and she's, let's just say she's not using Ozempic. And she does seem to have slowed down a lot. So, yeah, you know, if a rocker has slowed down a lot, I don't know. How do you feel about it? I mean, a rocker has slowed down a lot, like Stevie Nicks, but she's so legendary. Don't you just still enjoy seeing her? I mean, I think I would still want to see Stevie Nicks, even though she's slowed down, because it's Stevie Nicks. But, yeah, she has slowed down a lot.
This text says, I saw Rod Stewart in the late 90s. I got thrown out of the show and my date got arrested. I married that woman years later.
Wait, went to the Rod Stewart show, he got thrown out.
And the date that he went to go see the Rod Stewart show, we got arrested.
The date got arrested and he ended up marrying the person that got arrested.
That's what I'm assuming from this
wow.
text. I mean, hey she sounds like
cool.
a winner.
Yeah, sounds like fun. She's fun at parties.
Yep. This text kind of speaks to me, and we haven't talked about this because we didn't do the show since the Netflix thing, but this thing says, I wish I had not seen Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we never got a chance to talk about it. How'd you feel when you saw
it? I thought it was sort of set up. I thought they both pretty much agreed to not punch each other too hard. Mike Tyson, after the first round, it was sad. Yeah. I mean, it was sad. He at 58, look, I mean, boxing is even different than doing a concert, you know. So I thought he was too old to do it. And, you know, you can't unsee that. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, you've got an image of Mike Tyson from the past. And if you watch the fight with Jake Paul, you can't unsee what you saw. And seeing Mike Tyson was really, really sad.
All right, a couple more. This one says, I saw Peter Frampton in Biloxi. He was in a wheelchair due to medical issues, but he can still rock the guitar.
All right, now, if you're in a wheelchair temporarily for a medical issue and you're still brave enough to do the show, I think that's cool. But if you're confined to a wheelchair, I mean, I don't know. You know, some performers, I think I would still, I don't know, I still might want to see it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I might still want to see somebody. I mean, I'm not a big enough Phil Collins fan. He did great songs, but I'm not a big enough fan of Phil Collins to want to go see him if he's sitting down for a concert. Like, Elton John's a great example. I saw Elton John on one of his many farewell tours. And, you know, Elton, he's big, and he's really, really slow. And actually, it was the first time I'd ever seen Elton John. But I know what he used to be like. And so I'm watching him, and I'm thinking it's a little bit sad. It's a little bit funny, this feeling I have inside. Not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money, but if I did, I'd... Anyway, it was kind of sad, but it was Elton John. So I felt, okay, I'm seeing Elton John, so that's cool. I saw Cher last time she was here. And, you know, I thought Cher just still looked great. I don't know that she's moving as fast as she used to, but I thought she still looked great.
Yeah, and it also depends on what kind of performance you expect to see from the, if it's like a, let's say Elton John, like you just said, he's known for playing the piano. He doesn't have to have that much mobility to, you know, to sit down and if you want him to tickle the ivories and sing. But if you grew up with like Michael Jackson and he got to the point where he couldn't moonwalk anymore, it does take something out of it. So if you're a performer that kind of sings or you can play the guitar, even if you're in a wheelchair, it doesn't take that much from it. But if you are like Madonna or Cher and you move around like Taylor Swift or Beyonce, and then you throw your hips out, then it's kind of like, okay, I came to see this vibrant performance, but all they can do is just sit there and kind of sing.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Coleman. But Elton John, I mean, he used to get up on the piano. I mean, even though he was the piano player, he kicked it behind that piano. He was very active. You know, Elvis is a good example. You know, a lot of people saw Elvis, and he was fat and he was slow, and you know, couldn't remember words, and sometimes he would read lyrics, and you know, that was kind of a pathetic sight, but a lot of people felt like, hey, I'm seeing Elvis, and that's all that really matters. But, you know, I think sometimes performers ought to either get in shape or just not do the show. Simon Le Bon, there are pictures of Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran, and he looks terrible. He's bloated. He gained a lot of weight. But you know what? He lost it. And today, he looks great. And the last time they were at the Smoothie King Center, he looked awesome. So, you know, get in shape. And again, I'm going to post this picture of Rick Springfield at one of the IP Casino concerts where he took off his shirt for the last song, Jesse's Girl. And this guy, I'll put his age. For his age, he looks incredible. And to me, Mick Jagger looks incredible. And so for me, that's an inspiration to, you know, even as you get older, to do the best you can to look as good as you can. So is it cool that Rod Stewart at the age of 79 is going back on tour? I think so. And is there a performer that you saw that you wish you hadn't seen them later in life because they just look too old? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Here's a song about sex, and you actually hear the sounds of sex in the song. It peaked at number 4 on the Hot 100 chart on this day in 1976. Just listen to these horrible, nasty, nasty lyrics. The sounds of sex. Two muskrats going at it. This baby boomer music is just disgusting. The things that baby boomers used to tolerate back in the day. No wonder their parents' generation thought they were a lost generation. A song about muskrats getting it on. I'm Scoot. Let's go to a few of your calls. Let's go to New Orleans. And Jonah, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, man, I went to a concert with Anita Baker. And she sound exactly the same. I mean,
cool.
Pure voice. You know, but one person you may not know, he's a R&B singer, Alexander O'Neill. Horrible. His voice, I believe he had some drug issues back in the days and drinking, and it kind of messed with his throat. And, man, it's terrible what happened. But two people, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
And in a gospel group called the Clark Sisters have never changed.
And they're older? They've been doing it for a while?
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. They've been doing it at least 40 years, man.
Oh,
at least
cool.
40 years, the group, the Clark Sisters. I mean, when I tell you, haven't missed a beat as far as in singing and harmony, exactly the same.
That's awesome. Jonah, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on WWL.
How's it going, Scoop?
Good, Gary.
I want to bring up a name that, man, I don't know if you saw him perform, but Charlie Wilson. I saw him at the Essence Festival maybe 3 years back in the middle of the summer hot, and this dude had a suit on, and he didn't take it off. And he's a great vocalist, but more so the performing, man. He's great. I saw him at the Essence Festival also. Last year, the same thing.
He's just still great.
Oh my geez, it's insane for him to perform as long as he performed, and just his voice sound the same. He moved good. I mean, he's got to be in his late 60s, and man, he I've seen him maybe 3 times, and every time I've seen him, he give you the exact type of performance.
That's it's awesome.
Great for him to be. Yeah, he's good.
And Gary,
really
what's great about that is it shows you that you can get older, but you don't have to give up. You know, man,
Absolutely.
You can still take care of yourself. You could still be in good shape, and if you put the effort forward, man, you can. You know, you don't have to act your age. You can act like you were younger, and it's a good message for everybody.
And he's a guy that also dealt with some issues. Some drug issues, and he came back and rehabilitated himself.
Good.
And he's doing great. But man, when I was listening to everything, if you ever get a chance to see him, make sure you take advantage of it.
I will. Gary, thank you very much for that. Robin Zander of Cheap Trick, I've seen them kind of recently. And, well, they were at Family Draw not long ago. Robin Zander looks great. And Robin Zander is still hitting the high notes. Not everybody can do that. And then I talked to Lori Morgan yesterday, the country music artist. Talked to her on the show yesterday. Lori Morgan is doing her Ruby Anniversary Tour. That's 40th Anniversary Tour. She's going to be at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center tomorrow night. And a great place to see anybody. Really, it's a gem of a venue. And there's plenty of free parking for everybody. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. So, you know, it's interesting sometimes to just talk about the people who are still performing. And, you know, I applaud Rod Stewart for going out there at 79 and doing it. And again, you know, maybe he's a little bit slower. And, you know, there's a few more wrinkles here and there. But so what? You know, he looks good. What about Mick Jagger and the Stones at Jazz Fest? I mean, how incredible was that? And Mick, I mean, look, the Stones, you know, Mick Jagger's not, you know, he's not spending any money on cosmetic surgery. You know, this guy just looks the way he looks, and he looks the way, you know, he looks like somebody his age. And maybe he slowed down just a little, but he's still kicking it on stage for his age, and I'm assuming Rod Stewart's going to do the same thing. So I think it's great when these performers continue to perform. Now, in some cases, maybe you get to the point where it's better for people to have the lasting memory of you from the past and not who you are today. Again, depending on how mobile you are and not necessarily how you look, because everybody gets older, but just your ability to perform. If you still have the ability to perform, then I say get out there and do it. All right, today we wish a happy birthday to Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh with the Eagles, but man, as a young DJ, I love this song, and I remember playing this song when it was a hit back in the 70s. Joe Walsh was also with James Gang, and this was their big hit, Walk Away. So, Joe Walsh, 77 years old today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, we are halfway to the weekend. It's going to get cold tonight. It'll be cold tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. Mike Dettillier is live with Sports Talk from the Thibodaux Regional Health System Wellness Center in Thibodaux. That's coming up next here on WWL. Got a text here that says, aren't you a baby boomer dissing baby boomers? Well, you know, I'm honest about my generation, and sometimes I'm a hostile witness to the boomer generation. Here is a text that says, I saw a video of Johnny Cash's last performance. It was a small venue, and his voice quivered. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, I think, need to kind of give it up. Hey, I didn't mention that Rod Stewart's tour in North America, the opening act, is Cheap Trick. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of The Scoot Show, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, traffic with Courtney P., and news anchor Chris Miller. Thanks for being with us. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.